you know, better take good when she gets scared. Mm. Oh, she's faced storms.
Boy, that's a terrible thing. Yeah.
Every important one's going to kind of come to him. He's up there Monday to the rodeo, you know, playoff. She worried all day and whatnot until it didn't turn out to be any. Never even rained here.
Isn't that a shame?
Oh, it is. She, it's miserable life as far as that way.
Yeah. If you get stung by a wasp or a bumblebee or something, it gets red there and the skin gets
puffed up, frilled up. You're getting along good, Robert.
Oh, we're making all sorts of good time. If you want somebody to come and see you, you say, come see me. If you don't, I'll...
I just think you don't want to come, or else don't come see me. I'll never come see you. All the time they'll say to one another.
Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, Bertie said you and Miss Cleaver come in her office there when you was in there.
Yeah, well, generally when I'm looking for somebody, I go see the county agent.
That's a good way.
Explain what I want, because he knows the people around me.
Oh, I know everybody
else.
Yeah.
He was in conference, and I met her.
She's a nice lady, that's Bertie.
She seemed to be very nice.
Oh, she is. She's raised up in Fairview, but she'd be Bertha Carbley, and then she married Fritz Cleaver up. Cleaver's her name now.
Uh-huh.
And she's a nice lady, Bertha.
If you'd rather not do something and somebody tries to get you to do it, you might say, well, thank you, but...
I just don't want to do it.
Any special term for diving into the water and landing flat and making the water splash up all over?
You mean at a certain time?
Any special expression for this?
Well, I think they can dive a certain way to do that, you know.
What do you call it when they do
that?
I
call it just diving flat on the stomach. That's what I always call it. Yeah, just flat on the stomach. And the water sure splashes.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that stings you too.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. If you saw a boy up in a tree and somebody said, how'd he get up there? You'd say, well, he's...
climbed up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to be a great tree climber. I think every kid is.
Oh, they like to climb.
Fall out? My gosh, I bet I've fallen out of as many as I've climbed.
Yes, sir. Try it again.
If somebody's lazy, he stays around the house in the bedroom, you say he's in there all day and he just...
he's laid around all day and never tried to do anything. That's what we tell him.
And yesterday he was in the bedroom and he just...
laid around all day again. Mm-hmm. Here again today, you know. And we had that to happen a lot too.
If let's say you wanted your hat from the kitchen, what would you tell me to do?
I'd say, Robert, would you bring my hat out of the kitchen to me?
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't want that, if you didn't want this door right here open, what would you tell me to do?
I'd say, if you got to be sure to shut that door in the back of you and go out or... Mm-hmm. Or go around the other way, one of the two.
Yeah, if this door in the bedroom here was all open all the way and you wanted it open only part way, what would you ask?
I just asked you, Robert, would you shut that door part of the way?
Mm-hmm.
Robert, have you got a new GI home?
Yeah.
They're nice, ain't they?
Yeah.
See, now this one we call Oliver, she came here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, her husband, he started off after went through the war in Italy and Germany, and they had a GI on Garden Street in California down there. See, a new GI addition.
Oh.
Oh, man, they had a nice home down there. I used to go down, Bertie and I, and on Jack. Yeah, and they used to live in the city. He was supervisor at the Carson Milk Company.
In Fairview here?
No, in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
See, I'm not running. You just go ahead. He went in the rabbit business when he first went out. You see here? That's some of his sweaters he wore.
Oh.
De Carsey?
Uh-huh.
Neil coming down over. See, De Carsey sold out, but he sold out in the last year or so.
Oh.
But Jesse, he's a supervisor down there, her husband.